Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Man City are on the verge of tying John Stones to a new contract. Whether the club prepared to secure the future of one centre-back, they're gearing to say farewell to another. Report suggests that centre-back teammate Eric Laporte is heading for the exit. It's been revealed, according to some reports in England, that the Spanish international is not happy to sit on the bench. The likes of Real Madrid and Barcelona are both eyeing his signature and believe they can get him for a cut-price deal because of the form of Ruben Dias and John Stones. However, of course, his value might go up. He became a Spanish international on Friday night, made his debut in a draw against Portugal in a Euro 2020 warm-up game in Madrid. The 27-year-old was granted Spanish citizenship recently, having never played a senior game for France. Alvaro Morata missed the best chance of the game late on when he hit the bar. Spain had the better chances, but in the end, it was a decent clean sheet for Laporte on his debut. They'll be hoping to play part of that Euro 2020 squad going forward before then deciding his future elsewhere. Into other news, and according to reports in Italy, Man City are one of the clubs still tracking Leeds winger Rafinha. He had plenty of plaudits last season. He got 7 goals and 11 assists in what was his first campaign in England and with Leeds. Reports suggest that Leeds are determined to keep hold of him. He's under contract until 2024. He admitted to being happy at Elland Road, but reports suggest that City do believe he could be the future to their winger's situation. The likes of Bernardo Silva, Riyad Mahrez and Raheem Sterling have enjoyed their performing there in recent years, but reports have suggested that Guardiola wants a fresh face in the mix. And Man City have been put on high alert alongside Manchester United, with reports in Spain that Sergio Ramos's chances of signing a new deal at the club are so slim that they'll be looking to try and sign him on a free agent basis at the end of June. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.